Good morning. It's a clear and chilly start to the day throughout interior New York and New England as high pressure moved in yesterday and melted away the clouds. We will have plenty of sunshine today and a nice turnaround, so after starting out in the 20s and lower 30s, readings will quickly push back past freezing through the 30s and into the 40s and lower 50s by lunchtime and settle into the mid to upper 50s across most of the region by late day today. A weak disturbance moving through the upper Midwest and the Corn Belt will pass through the Great Lakes today, and gradually some clouds will be on the increase by late afternoon and evening. Still plenty of sunshine today, though, and overnight tonight, skies will be mostly cloudy as that disturbance pushes through. A few selected areas could see a passing shower tonight, but generally dry as temperatures drop back into the middle 30s. For the day tomorrow, behind that system, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be quite windy, as the wind at times gusts over 20 to 30 miles per hour, and that will add to the chill. Still, though, April sunshine will do pretty good work for us, and we'll be back into the lower and middle 50s. Lower 50s, still a bit brisk and chilly on Thursday with partly sunny skies before the sunshine makes a comeback in full force on Friday, and high temperatures reach back into the mid-50s. Behind high pressure, we'll have a good warming trend for the upcoming weekend. Lots of sunshine, lower 60s on Saturday, and lower to mid-60s with sunshine giving way to some clouds for Easter Sunday. Right now, it looks like the best chance of showers for the weekend will be late Sunday night and into the early part of the day on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across central and eastern Texas, much of Oklahoma, southern Kansas, western Arkansas, and southwestern Missouri. There is also a slight risk of severe storms across the mid-Mississippi and Ohio valleys. 50 to 60 knot southwesterly mid-level winds will spread across the southern plains as an upper low shifts east-northeastward. Given the high instability and strengthening shear, organized storms will be likely. Some discrete storms will be possible, and this suggests a tornado threat is also possible. Hail, some of it very large, is expected across much of the southern plains given the sharp temperature contrast with height and large amounts of instability. Damaging winds could also be expected. In the mid-Mississippi and Ohio valleys, the combination of strong surface heating, a cold pool of air aloft, and low-level moisture will result in a moderate level of instability by this afternoon. Shear is expected to remain rather weak, though, resulting in pulse-type storms. Still, the degree of instability suggests hail and damaging wind gusts will be possible. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Gulfport, Mississippi at 8:53 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Kushiro Airport in Japan at 4:19 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under clear skies and 9 degrees with a northwest wind at 66 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 32 degrees, the dew point 18, 56% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.89 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 2 above zero at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, Boston, sunny, breezy, near 60, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 54 degrees, the low 37. The average temperature 46, that's 4 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 0.12 inches for the month, that's 9 hundredths below normal. And 4.92 inches of liquid precipitation for the year, which is 3.29 inches below normal. There were 19 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 41, that's 5 below normal. And 4,705 for the season, which is 1,214 heating degree days below normal for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees, the average low, 33, the record high, 79, set in 1981, and the record low, 16, in 1954. Sunrise this morning was at 6:33 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:24 p.m., 12 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 40s to middle 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s, though back into the 20s across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a passing shower possible and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine, followed by increasing clouds this afternoon, breezy with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine and breezy today with increasing late-day clouds and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a passing shower possible and lows in the mid-30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny and breezy today with increasing late-day clouds and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, windy, a bit chilly, lower to mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday, breezy, still chilly, lower 50s. Mostly sunny, a touch of a breeze on Friday, back to the mid-50s, lower 60s with lots of sunshine on Saturday. On Sunday for Easter, sunshine followed by late-day clouds, mild, lower to mid-60s, and a chance of a shower Monday with highs back into the 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.